Leishu Chelek Beis Shin Beis Va'ad Shevi'i, the seventh Va'ad Ha'emuna Bo'ilam Haba. The author says, Me'avoidois Hakashis Bedorinu. One of the most difficult avoidois in our generation is Le'agia Le'emuna Chushis Bo'ilam Haba, to reach tangible belief in Olam Haba. The pasuk reads, Le'shimcha Ulzichecha Ta'avas Nefesh. The soul yearns for your name, and Midrash Rabbah comments on this, Zoy Ta'avase Shel Olam Haba. It's a reference to one's yearning for Olam Haba. Lo yirak le'amin boi. The Midrash doesn't speak about believing in Olam Haba, ela gam li'savois el Olam Haba. Et meha. The Midrash speaks about yearning for it. It's surprising. Ach chazal mekarvim elenu es Olam Haba al kol tzad mash. Still, we should recognize that chazal draw Olam Haba closer to us at every step. Afilo al ma'asim ktanim. Even regarding things that we consider insignificant. For example, Eizu ben Olam Haba, Zeh ha-sumech geula l'sfilah shel arvis. A person who goes immediately from Bekas Geula into the Amida, ben Olam Haba. Or, Kol oimer tehillah l'David b'chol yom shlosha pa'amim, a person who starts Ashrei every day three times, muvtach lo sheben Olam Haba. This is a gemara in Bechos Dav Daled. You see Chazal trying to draw Olam Haba to us at every step. Ein ke'erkecha Hashem Elokeinu ba'olam hazeh, there's none like your value in this Olam, ve'ein zulasecha malkeinu Olam Haba, and there's none beside you in the life of the world to come. This coming paragraph is all discussed in detail above in this volume, on Daf Chavtes and Daf Lamed. Ha'olam hazeh ho'olam ha'arachim. This world is a world of values. People choose values which they recognize as precious, valuable. Ha'moyne dvarim yeshlam lifnei Adam, there are many things that people can turn into the supreme value in their lives. Whatever it is, whether it's, like we said above when we learned that section earlier in the Sefer, whether it's environmentalism or renewable energy or human rights or whatever it is, people turn these things into a supreme value. Only those who are maskil recognize ki ha'erech ha'ilyon ha'amiti, the true supreme value, gam mitzad olam hazeh, also from the perspective of olam hazeh, hu Hashem Elokeinu. That's the most important value, the true value. Ba'olam haba, when it comes to olam haba, betelim umvutalim kol arachim, all those values become null and void. Sham ein zulasoi, there's none but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing else. Ad kama shayisa davek bevoracha kan ba'olam, to the extent that you attach yourself to your Creator in this world, to that same extent, Hashem will be your portion in Olam Haba, and you will be with Him without partitions, without separations. And that's what the Midrash speaks about, a ta'ava for that situation. That type of yearning is very distant from us. We hardly, if ever, sense it. Ha-Mesilas Yisharim Maschil Esifoi. Mesilas Yisharim begins the Sefer as follows. V'inei ma shorunu chazalu, what Chazal taught us is, she'adam lo nivra ela li'aneg al Hashem, that man was created to delight in Hashem, ve'lehanois miziv shechinasoi, to enjoy the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'zeu ha-ta'anug ha-amiti, this is a true pleasure, ve'aydun ha-gadoil, and the greatest ecstasy mikol ha'idonim sheyachulim leimatze, from all pleasures that can exist. Umkoim ha'idon hazeh be'emes hu olam haba. Truly the place for this pleasure is olam haba, ki hu ha'nivra ba'achana mitzareches ledavar zeh. Olam haba is created with the necessary conditions for this. Ach haderech kedei la'gi al mechoz chefetzeinu zeh, however, the path to reach that destination, hu zeh ha'olam, is this world. Vehu ma she'amuzal, one place where Chazal express this idea is a Mishneh Pekei Avos, Ha'olam Hazeh Domeh L'Frois Dor B'fnei Olam Haba. This world is like the passage leading to Olam Haba. Now, V'idua Kushiya Shebefek Yites Sukkei Sev. It's a well-known Kushiya on the Mesilas Yisharim, because in chapter 19, he writes, Omnam Vadai, of course it's certain, Shemishe Miskaven B'Avodah Hashem L'Tehor Nafshoi, a person's intention in Avodas Hashem is to purify his soul, L'fnei Boroi, Leman tizkel ha'sheves espanav, in order that he should have the merit of sitting in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chilal ha'yesherim yachazidim, together with other upright and righteous people, l'chazeis b'no ha'mashem l'okir b'chaloi, the Mesilas Hashirim is paraphrasing a pasuk in Tehillim. The person is working in order to sense Hashem's presence and to be in His hall. Ul kabel agmul Hashem b'olam haba, and to receive this reward in general olam haba. Loi nuchal lomar shetiyah kavanah zara'a, says the Mesilas Hashirim. We can't say that such intentions are negative. We can't call it bad. Achein lo nuchal lomar gam kin shetiyah yoser tova, but we cannot say that this is the ideal intention. As long as a person still has his own good in mind, like this, to be able to sit in front of Hashem and rejoice in that experience, safe avodah sol tzoch atzmoi. As long as that happens, his avodah is to some extent for his own sake. The true intention of avodah, which you find in chasidim, those who toiled to attain this, is that a person should be oved only so that the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be maximized. And this is a question. If this is the real and only correct intent, why did the Ramchal place at the beginning of the Sefer this fundamental idea that man was created to delight in Hashem, and that the place for that pleasure is Olam Haba? That's the question. Ulam, ha'emes yored darkoi. The truth is, Ramchal lo nichnas klal l'inyan lishma v'shalo lishma v'shalo lishma v'shalo lishma. In the beginning of the Sefer, the Ramchal is not talking at all about lishma v'shalo lishma, rak u'kuyveh. What is establishing is, ki tachlis yitziras Olam yu l'Olam Haba, that the ultimate purpose of the creation of man is for Olam Haba. And he's making the point that a person has to know that immediately with the beginning of the Avodah, that the ultimate purpose is Olam Haba. To elaborate, what would man be lacking if his entire Avodah would be built on perfection in this world, without having in mind right at the beginning that it's all tending towards Olam Haba? Answer. What he would be lacking completely is a sense of the eternity of everything that he does. This is a fundamental idea. Think for a moment. Every thought, every speech and action, every one of them is eternal. That's what would be missing. Hakol kayam, it all endures. It isn't erased. Lechesed or leshevet, for good or for bad. Lo'ilam abo, and it remains there. Unless the Ramchal put at the beginning, that would be lacking. The person would be oved, without that conception, without that realization, that what he does, what he thinks, what he speaks is eternal. That would be lacking. The Midrash says, mi iten tor mitameh, that's a pasuk. Who is the one who produces Tahor Mitamei? And that Midrash states, Olam Haba Olam Hazeh, meaning, Chelkoi Shel Adam Olam Haba, a person's portion in Olam Haba, Nivna Mikol Ma Shechashav Diber V'Asah Olam Hazeh. He is building Olam Haba from what he thinks, speaks, and does in Olam Hazeh. Sham Mafshitim Es Alavush HaChitzoni HaGufani Mima'asav Kan. Over there in Olam Haba, they strip away the superficial layers of his actions here, and what's revealed is the inner content of that speech, that word that he said, that action he did, that thought that he thought, for good or for bad. That inner content, if it's negative, will be a separation between him and the light of the divine presence. Whereas good content in those words, actions, thoughts, brings upon him that divine light. Nitzchiyim anachnu. Human beings are eternal. That would have been lacking if a person built his avodah on the basis of perfection in Olam Hazeh without constant knowledge and awareness of Olam Haba. Says Rabbi Yisrael Misaland, Ha'adam be'atzmoy, the essential man. Hu ha'adam ha'she'en be'adun le'chamsi rak anrichi. The core of the personality, what you call the anuichi. Anuichi alazeh hu ha-medaber, the one that speaks, hu ha-cheshev, the one that thinks, hu ha-misaveh, the one that desires, hu ha-mis'ameh la-sik, that personality that toils to get its desires, to attain them. It hides in this physical garb. That physical garb, which, when it is negated, upon death, that anoichi, that id, that personality, is alive. Just that it is stripped from olam hagashmi. Who is kashus hanefesh, who anochi machoim haguf, that there's a dissolving of that connection between the nefesh, the anochi, with the body. And it's done in such a way that that anochi, that I, stands ready to either accept pleasure or pain, good or bad. Whether it is terrible experiences or sublime pleasures, or Israel in Siman Vav. The author says, Ha'ani amargish oinig v'tzar, that ani that senses pleasure and pain, einoi misbatel b'moyes adam, that I, that personality, does not become negated upon death. Ha'ani nitzchi, that I is eternal. Ha'oinig shelo sham nitzchi, that pleasure that it will experience is eternal. V'tzarei sham chazuchel nitzchi, and that pain there is also eternal. Ashrei lo la'adam, and therefore, fortunate is that individual. Asher amasa binyan shel olam haba b'yadei. He's got the yardstick, the building stick of olam haba in his hands. Uvo hu modedez machshevo sadibo masav. He measures his speech, he measures his thoughts, he measures his actions with the yardstick of olam haba. Shanitzchiyus shebahem tezakehu. He knows that the eternity of those thoughts, actions, speech, will give him that marriage, Hashem yeh nachalasu lanetzach b'olam haba, that he will have Hashem as his portion eternally in olam haba. V'zeis oleinu l'das. We need to know this. Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek l'olam haba. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph. All Jews have a chelek l'olam haba. U'ma she'timtza b'mekomos rabim v'ri chazal. We find numerous cases in Chazal where they state, such and such an individual has no share. Kosav haChacham Rabbi Ezra, Rabbi Shel Haramban. This is cited in the Rekanati in Parshas Kisisa. So he cites this teacher of the Ramban. He writes, Ratzanu Imar, when Chazal say Ein lo chelek, it means Ein lo bayis bifnei atzmo, no independence in olam haba, no independent portion, so to speak, his own palace. And a treasure which is given to him and he rules over. Chazal referred to it also as they give him a chamber in accordance with his worth. Those that Chazal say, he doesn't have his own, like we said, palace. He stands, so to speak, in the public domain. Even that which the Torah states, Umshalem lesin av el panav la'avidoi, in Parshas Vayischanan at the end, Hashem repays his enemies in order to destroy them, and Chazal comment, Bechayam b'shalem gumlato, that they get the reward in this life, kedei la'avidoi min olam haba, in order to keep him away from olam haba. Kasuv b'sfarim ha'kedoshim, the Sfarim writes, Kizenem al rishev de elilim. This is said about the worst of the pagans, v'im rishei Yisrael einu misneg HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'midas umshalem lesonav el panav klal uchlal chas v'chalila. Regarding rishei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not conduct himself with the midah of umshalem lesonav el panav, this idea of repaying them in this world at all. Ela rak shu ma'arich af v'gabe delay. This is a statement of Chazal. He's ma'arich af, he's patient, gabe delay, there is a punishment, there is consequence, for sure. But not that they are completely removed from olam haba. Val oynish koris rachamano letzlan, regarding that punishment of koris, mevi hagoyin Rav Chaim b'shem Agra, so Rav Chaim Mevolozhin, in the name of the goyin, he quotes pasuk in Shmuel Beis, ulval yidach mimenu nidach, so that nobody should be cast away completely. Gazra retzino yizborach, Hashem's will is such, shelo yichesu chas v'chile legamrei kol hayud chelkei b'chinas hanefesh, that not all 10 parts of the soul, this is obviously in Kabbalah, not all 10 portions of the soul should be cut off. Rakatesha b'chinos ha-tachtonim. It's only the 9 lower sections of the soul that are cut off. Mechokhmah dila u'lematim nechasim, from Chokhmah end. Undoed, they are cut off. Aval bechina elyona dila eina nichetes. That the uppermost part is not cut off. Shemitzad dveikusav is kashusahim bechinas haruach. Because of its connection, attachment to some aspect of the ruach, nidoynes kivchinas haruach. It's judged like the ruach she'en bo koris, which is not subject to koris. Vehu mechesed ha'ilyon baruch hu. This is part of the supreme chesed. Shel yedei bechinas haruach. Through that aspect that he calls ruach, haynu ayedei vidui dvarim milev. Through vidui shu bechinas ruach yisalu gam ateisha bechinas nefesh. That causes the nine aspects also to rise. Liskashe kulam bechinas ruach kimikodem, to be bound up together in nefesh ha'chaim in the first section. Remez ze, this hint nimtza bechazal atzmam. You find it in Chazal itself. She'amru, Chazal said, aval haminin, various types of heretics, v'amaserois, those Jews who report on other Jews to the authorities, v'apikorsin, other types of heretics, shekafru batura, they denied the Torah, shekafru bischeas amisim, they denied chias amisim, v'shepirshu medaki tzibur, they separated themselves from the community, v'shenasnu chitisam be'eretz chayim, they imposed fear when they had authority. This is all paraphrasing, this is all from Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin. Veshechatu vichtiyo sarabim, and those who not only sinned but caused the masses to sin, kegon Yerovam ben Nevat v'chavirav, those types of characters, yordin legehinoim, they descend to Gehinoim, venidonin boi lederei derois, they are judged for generations upon generations, Gehinoim kalev hen einan kalin, to the point where even Gehinoim just becomes destroyed, but they don't. They're hinting to this. When Gehinoim will ultimately be abolished after Tchiyas HaMisim, Hem kiblu yasen sham, these individuals will have received the punishment, ve'enem kalim, but they are not destroyed. Ve'gam lahem yesh eizo bechina shenitzchiyus, they too have some aspect of eternity. Adkan.